感谢神，我们在这个主日，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday we continue to study the Word of God.
我们还是继续来看到，主耶稣就是所行的一个神迹，让拿撒路从死里复活的这个神迹。
We continue to study the Book of John, talk about the miracle that Jesus performed that raised Lazarus from the dead.
好，大家可以一起来看到。屏幕上的这一段圣经的经文，那么这段经文呢，描述了耶稣所行的这个神迹的，就是前面这一部分。
And you can look on the screen and look at the scripture, and that scripture describes the first part of that Jesus performed this miracle.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起可以来读这一处圣经的经文。
Let's read the scripture together.
好。我们可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音11:17-37。好，17起。耶稣到了，就知道拿撒路在坟墓里已经4了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路，有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那临到世界的。马大说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚说，夫子来了，叫你。玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。那时耶稣还没有进村子，人在马大迎接他的地方。那些同玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人见他急忙起来出去，就跟着他，以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就伏伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁，便说，你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。耶稣哭了。犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。其中有人说，他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？好，感谢神，我们圣经的话语就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, you gave us your word.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮食，就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is the bread of life, is a lamp upon feet, light upon path.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅能够明白神的话语，更且能够按着神的话语去行。
May the Holy Spirit give us the strength and the faith that we not only understand the word of God, but we can do it according to the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们刚才所读的这段经文，我们会看到马大、玛利亚，这姐妹两人，因为他们的弟弟拿撒路的去世，他们非常非常的悲哀。
And the scripture we just read, we see that Martha and Mary, they are very sad and grief because their brother has died.
那么让他们尤其悲痛悲哀的就是 耶稣基督没有及时的赶到。
So even sad and sorrow for them is that Jesus didn't come on time.
那么人的一生，每一个人都会经历这一件最让人悲痛的事情，就是经历生离死别，你最爱的人，最关心的人，因为生死会分开。
Of course, every one of us will in our life will experience this event. It is the most grief, a sorrowful moment, is that you separate from your loved one because of death.
那么事实上没有人可以逃脱这样的悲哀，但是这样的一个悲哀呢，也是最人们不愿意去谈论去涉及的。
Even though this is something no one can escape, but this is the one that people hate to talk about.
昨天我们弟兄早上会的时候，我们一群弟兄，我们在谈到这个打疫苗的事情。
And yesterday in the men's breakfast and brothers' breakfast, we talk about the vaccination.
就是我们就说，哎呀，现在就是有些地方你去打疫苗，你可以抽奖的。
And we talk about some place that try to encourage people to vaccinate it, and they have a draw lottery.
你要是抽中那个奖，哎，还是很可观的，非常非常可观的奖励。
And some are.Even very big prize.
然后我们就谈论这个抽奖，就谈论了有一会儿。
And we talk about this drawing.
但是我们大家都知道，这种中奖不是所有人都可以领到的。这其实是我们离我们绝大多数人非常遥远的一件事情。但是我们却谈得很有精神的样子。
And we think about this that even this we all know understand this you know win the lottery is pretty much very small probability event, but we still talk about lot.
但是人生中最大最大的悲哀，就是你经历与你最爱的人这种生离死别的时刻。事实上是最普遍，每个人都会经历，但是呢，我们却没有人愿意去谈论它。
At the same time, if you think about this, the human life's the most grief moment of a separate your loved one because of death, this is the most certain thing, but all of us is not very willing to talk about.
马大和玛利亚就经历这个时刻，是他们最痛苦、最难受的时候，因为圣经中没有提到他们的父母，所以很可能。这姐妹加弟弟这三个人他们是在一起，但是他们的弟弟这个时候却因为疾病死去。
And we can see here Martha and Mary and it was experienced this moment. And the Bible didn't talk about their parents. So we can assume that that's all they have, the family, and the brother has died.
那么在他们的悲伤痛苦的时候呢，这姐妹二人对耶稣讲一句一模一样的话，就一个字都不变。
So in their sorrow and grief, and they speak to Jesus with the same word, the same thing. Two of them speak the same thing, not even a different in a word.
主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
And that's what they said, Lord, if you're here, my brother will not die.
所以马大是这样说，玛利亚后来也这样说，就一个字都不变，就是这样。
And Martha said this later on. Mary said the same thing, and not even a single shred different.
所以让他们的痛苦呢，首先当然是他们的弟弟的去世，最爱的小弟弟去世。那么让他们更痛苦的一件事情，就是耶稣你没有及时来。
Of course, the grief and sorrow is because their brother has passed away.And even sad things for them is that Jesus didn't come on time early enough.
其实有时候我相信我们每个人都有这样的感受，就是有一件事情让我们很痛苦、很失望。但是如果我们去思想，哎，这件事情为什么让我们那么痛苦、那么失望？我们往往会发现，哦，原来这件事情的发展没有按照我所设定的时间表来发展。
And sometimes I believe all of us have this type of experience. Certain things make us sad and sorrow. And a lot of times, not only the things itself, rather these things happen didn't according to my expectation.
比如说几年前，我去做一次体检，我去抽血，然后这个验血的这个结果就出来。
For example, several years ago, I go to a physical check, and a physical check, and I take a drop blood and test, the result comes out.
然后我看到这个结果，我确实是心里有点这个不开心，因为结果非常非常的糟糕。
Of course, this result I'm not happy to see it. It's very bad.
然后我在想，哎呀，这个结果我应该到90岁、100岁的时候看到啊。
And I thought this blood test result shouldn't happen to my age. I should be like happening in my 90 years old or 100 years old.
现在就让我看，是太早了呢。
And right now I have this result. Is that too early for me?
所以呢，后来我在想，哎呀，我这么有点不开心的样子，是不是？一个是这个结果数字确实是不太好，但是另外一个就是，哎呀，出现在我不希望它出现的时刻。
And so I'm kind of think about this, my emotion a little bit more. I think I'm not happy. It's not, of course, one is because of the result. Second is because the result occurred. It's not the time I want it to occur.
我以前有一个同事啊，跟我一起就是大学毕业同一年进入这个公司，然后呢，这个年轻同事一进公司，当时他立一个志向，5年之内我必须要成为这个部门的经理。
And I remember I have a colleague, and we came to a company at the same time. And when he first came to the company, he determined or resolved. He said, in 5 years, I'll become the manager of the department.
然后五年之后呢，他没有达到他这个目标，他很不开心。
And 5 years later, he didn't reach his goal, so he was very unhappy.
然后他就辞职了。他甚至就离开了这个城市，到别的城市去发展。然后当时妻子孩子啊，他都，没有立刻跟他一起去啊。
So he was very sad, and so he quit his job. He's not only quit his job, he left the city, went to another city to seek another career path. And even at that time, initially, his wife and children would not go with him.
啊，当然后来他们还是一家人在一起啊。但是在那个时刻，我印象很深，他是很心里很难受的。
Of course, later on, the family united together. But I just remember at that moment, he was very sad.
后来我就说，哎呦，这么急干什么呢？我说明年经理一定是你的。
And I was thinking at that time, so why so hurry? Maybe next year you got made to the manager of the department.
他跟我是蛮好的朋友，后来他说明年就不行了。
And because we are very close friend, and I say that to him, and he said, "No, not for next year."
因为我说过五年。
Because I said 5 years.
这让他很痛苦。
So didn't reach his goal, make him very sad.
其实我们当我们思想的时候，我们就会发现，原来人的很多的痛苦啊，不仅仅是你看到一些经历一些很痛苦的事情，尤其是当你发现这些事情的时候。不是按你的时间表发生，你很痛苦。
And so we see a lot of times when we experience a lot of things make us grieve or sad, and not only the things itself, but the things happen not as you expect.
耶稣，那个时刻，昨天你就该来，你怎么不来呢？
And Jesus, yesterday or 2 days ago, you should arrive. Why you didn't?
就对于马大、玛利亚他们这个具体的 case。
So that's what I think Martha and Mary's question.
就是耶稣其实那个时候已经晚了，他耽误了2天，然后路上又走2天，事实上已经晚4天了。
So from the previous story, we know that Jesus actually stayed there for 2 days and walked on the journey for 2 days. So actually, Jesus delayed by 4 days.
就说马大、玛利亚说，4天之前那个时刻你应该来的，你不来，你让我们太伤心、太痛苦。
And so basically, Martha and Mary basically says, 4 days ago, you should arrive. You didn't come, make me really sad.
我的弟弟死了，我非常的伤心和痛苦。但让我更伤心和痛苦的就是，耶稣，我认为你该来的时刻，你没有来，让我很伤心和痛苦。
And my brother has died. That makes me very sad and sorrow. But Jesus, you did. The time you should come, you didn't. And make me even sad.
其实我们要知道，到底谁来定时间，谁来定什么事情应该在什么时刻发生，谁来定，谁来掌管。
So I think we have to think about this question, and who actually make the decision of what things going to happen at what time, or put it in simple, who control the time?
如果是我， 那如果这个事情没有按我所预定的那样发生，那我有权利很不开心，很生气。如果是我来控制这一切，定这一切的话，
If I is the one to control the time, then the things didn't happen according to my time, then yeah, I have the right to be sad or angry or mad.
但事实是不是这样的？
But is the fact so?
事实不是这样。
The fact is not.
如果你不是你来控制时间，不是你来掌管时刻，当事情发生没有按你预期的那样，那你为什么要如此愤怒呢？
If I'm not the one to control the time, I'm not the one to manage the time. So the things happen not according to what I expect. Why am I angry?
所以我们经历悲伤的事情，我可以悲伤，我可以难过，我看我最爱的人他经历病痛，他甚至经历死亡，我心里非常的痛苦，这是很正常，很正常。
Of course, when we go through the sad event, we grieve, we sorrow, that's very normal.
但是，如果我看到这些事情的发生，我说这些事情应该在五十年后发生，现在发生了，我非常的气愤，我抱怨人，我抱怨神，这就不正常了。
But if we said these things should not happen now, should happen 50 years later, and because of this, I'm mad, I'm complaining about people, I'm complaining even to God, that's not right.
因为我们没有权利去定什么时候就一定要在什么时刻发生。
Because we don't have that right mandate to basically determine what things have to happen, what time.
那人真实的本相是怎样呢？人真实的本相，我们可以，我来给大家读这个雅各书的4:13-14。
But what we actually often do is that describe in the James, chapter 4:13-14. I'll just read it for you.
大家可以看到屏幕上的圣经的经文，我来读一下。雅各书4:13，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往哪里哪城去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。这句话意思就是说，我有很多的计划，我规定了什么事情要在什么时刻发生，但是事实上呢，没有发生。
And the Bible uses an example, describe the human being. Sometimes we often determine, I have my plan. I plan what things to happen when. But actually, things does not happen according to our plan.
因为明天太阳还没出来，我可能就像一片云雾一样，就消失了。
And it says tomorrow, before sunrise, I can like disappear like a cloud.
然后如果我在那里非常的生气，哎呀，我都定了的呀，我都定了这个时候应该做什么，我要做什么，但是我却做不到，我却消失，我很生气，那这不是一件很奇怪的事情吗？
So, but if you said I already determined before this tomorrow I'm going to do something, but before that I'm disappeared, and you think it's very sad or angry, that's a very strange thing.
然后，在15，圣经继续告诉我们，你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，做那事。
And verse 15, actually, Bible teaches us the right way to handle this type of things. It said, if the Lord's will, then we can do this and do that.
就你可以去做计划，你可以去做安排，但是你要知道，我的计划，我的安排，我所定的时间点能够发生，希望主愿意这样。
And basically says, yes, we can plan, we can manage, but we have to have this understanding. My plan, my management will happen if God's will.
如果没有发生，那我就接受，因为主不愿意。
If it does not happen, then I'll take it because this is God's will.
所以跟我自己愿不愿意没有关系。
So it has nothing to do I'm will or not.
主你若愿意。
And if the Lord wills.
我在想如果我是马大玛利亚我说耶稣啊你四天前你就该来。
I'm thinking about if I'm Martha and Mary, I said, oh, Jesus, you should come 4 days earlier.
然后耶稣结果四天前没来，四天后来了。
And then Jesus didn't come, and after 4 days later, Jesus came.
然后我心里很难过，我心里很痛苦，我在那里哭，我在那里忧伤绝望。
I'm sad, I'm a sorrow, and I'm desperate, and I'm crying.
然后我心里很清楚，很清楚啊，耶稣不愿意四天前来。
And I'm kind of fully understand in my heart that Jesus is not willing to come 4 days before.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是我知道一件事情。
But I know one thing.
耶稣不愿意四天前到这个地方。
And Jesus is not willing to come 4 days earlier.
所以我还是可以哭，我还是可以忧伤，但是我接受，我承认，因为耶稣不愿意，因为主不愿意。
I still can be sad and be crying, but I have to take it because Jesus will not come.
因为这不是我能够掌管的事情。
Because this is not something I can control.
事实上，在我们前几次主日信息当中，我们已经反复说了，耶稣为什么不及时赶到？耶稣有他的旨意，对不对？而且这个旨意是美好的。
And in the previous sermon, we actually already talked about this, why Jesus delayed at that time. Jesus has his own purpose, and its purpose and the will is great.
我们今天读圣经我们都知道，对不对？耶稣为什么不四天前不来？哦，这是有上帝美好的旨意。
And if we read the Bible, we'll understand that why Jesus delayed and didn't come 4 days early, because God has his own glorious will.
但是如果是马大玛利亚他们在当时呢他们不知道。
But Martha and Mary, they don't know.
但他们知道他们既然叫耶稣是主他们就知道这是主定的事情不是他们定的事情。
But since they call Jesus the Lord, then they understand this is the things that are determined by the Lord, not them.
在马太福音主耶稣也说你们哪一个能使受律、能用思律使受数多加一刻呢
And in the book of Matthew, the Bible says, And who of us can by worrying to increase a shred of our life?
然后在大卫写的诗篇诗篇三十九篇大家可以看到屏幕上的经文我给大家读一下
And Psalm 29, David also put that a descriptionOf his understanding, and in the chapter Psalm 39, 4 to 6, I just read it for you. You can look at the screen.
诗篇三十九篇四节，耶和华啊，求你叫我晓得我身之中，我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。你使我的年日载如手掌，我一生的年岁在你面前如同无有。个人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚幻。世人行动实系幻影他们忙乱真是枉然积攒财富不知将来有谁收取其实这是大卫 写的这个诗其实就是表达人很渺小人掌管不了自己在地上的日子
This is David's word and basically described we are very insignificant we cannot control our days on earth
我们没有办法来定什么事情应该在什么时候发生我们定不了因为我们太渺小了太短暂了
Because we are so temporal, we are so insignificant, we actually cannot determine what things happen when.
我们要知道大卫是王对不对
Just think about it, David actually is a king.
一个王写下这样的话王有没有权利啊
Think about a king write down this word.Think about how many power a king has.
王有权力，我相信大卫比我们在座的很多人有更大的权力，因为他是王，他有智慧，他有能力，他有很多人去追随他，拥护他。
I believe David probably is much more powerful than wise than any of us here. There has a lot of people following him.
但是连他都说，人就是这样的渺小，人就是这样的，人生就是这样的短暂，能定什么事情呢？能定规什么事情呢？
But even he said that our life is that so insignificant. Our life is so short. How, what things we can actually to determine?
所以就是说，当我们忧伤，当我们难过的时候，当我们经历最痛苦的时刻，我们要承认一件事情，我们这个忧伤和痛苦里面不要带来对人的埋怨，甚至对上帝的愤怒和仇恨。
So one thing we need to remember in the event of a sadness, a grief, or sorrow, and that sadness, sorrow, grief shall not bring out a complaint to people, even worse, complaint to God.
我这个事情说的不太准确吧，因为可能有些人确实是很坏，他是犯罪，他伤害我，那他应该受到法律的制裁。但是呢，至少有一点，你要知道，神没有按我们的时间表行事，这是上帝的权利。
Of course, let me just make it a little clear. Maybe some sorrow is caused by some people's wrongdoing, and he or she should face the consequence, whatever. But my emphasis is here is that God.Is the one determines things to happen.
然后，当神定规的时间跟我想的不一样的时候，我对上帝不要充满愤怒，不要充满埋怨。我可以来到神的面前哀哭，我可以来到神的面前祈求神的怜悯。
And so, when the things that determine by God happen are not according to what I expected, we should not be so sad, angry, complain to God.Of course, we can come to God to cry and to pray, to ask the mercy of God.
但是如果我们看见啊，神，我要你做的事情，你没有按时做，然后我们就愤怒，就怪罪上帝的话，其实我们这个时候把自己跟神的位置已经弄颠倒了。
So if we actually, because the things happen as we expected, and then we get angry and complain to God, that actually we mix our place with God's place.
但这里自然就带出一个问题，也就是我们刚才所读的经文当中，那人们就会质疑啊，那说耶稣如此的爱这个拿撒路，那耶稣难道不能叫他不死吗？
And so this actually brings a question, because the Bible said that people all know that Jesus loved Lazarus. So can he just don't let him die?
因为就有人其中就有人说，他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？
So like the scripture we've seen here, it said even can open the blind people's eye, can he just let him not die?
其实这里呢，其实就是一个这个问题在问，因为上帝。你说爱耶稣，你说爱这姐妹弟三人，你爱他们，那你这个爱在哪里呢？
So the question here basically they raise is that Jesus, you said you love them, the brothers and sisters, and where is your love?
你爱他，然后你又可以那么大的能力，那你为什么让他不死？为什么还让他死呢？
And you love them, and you have such a power, and but why you let him die?
所以在约翰福音记载这个神迹之前呢，其实是反复强调，就是耶稣特别爱着姐妹加弟弟这三个人。
And I see in the book of Gospel of John, when we record this event, and it's emphasized that Jesus loved them, this family.
然后耶稣也故意单延两天，然后加上路上的时间，去到那里就晚四天，结果拿撒路已经死了，甚至都埋葬了四天了。
And he also recorded Jesus delayed for 2 days and then go there and take 4 days and Jesus, the Lazarus actually already dead and is buried.
然后马大、玛利亚对耶稣都发出同样的一句话，就说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我的兄弟必不死。”
And Martha and Mary had the same question, Lord, if you had been here, my brothers would not die, have died.
然后耶稣后面去到坟墓，我们会看到耶稣很难过，他哭了，这是圣经中最短的一句话。
And Jesus went to the tomb, and Jesus said, and Jesus wept. That's the shortest verse in the Bible.
然后旁边旁观的人就说，哎呀，你看 他爱这人何等的恳切啊。
And then people witnessed that and said, see how he loved him.
然后接下来就说，他既然能看瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？
Then they followed up with that he can open the eyes of a blind. Can he don't let him die?
换句话说，哇，你看这人，你看耶稣爱他，爱这个人爱得多么恳切。但你这个爱有什么用呢？
Or translate in another way, say, look, he loved him so much, but what use of this love?
他还是死了呀。
He dead.
你在那里哭。你在那里表达，哎呦，我好爱，好爱，但他死了。
You wept and you expressed your love, but he died.
你没有救他呀。
You haven't saved him.
那你的爱在哪里呢？或你这个爱有什么用呢
？So where's your love, or the other way, what use of your love?
当然了，我们都知道接下来发生的事情，耶稣就行神迹，让拿撒路从死里复活，从坟墓里出来。
Of course, we know that Jesus performed a miracle called Lazarus out of the tomb.
但是我们把这一部分留到下一次。
So we leave this part of the next time.
但是我们会看到这里，其实这是很多时候人们对上帝的质疑，就是我们，哎呀，圣经告诉我们，基督徒告诉我们，上帝爱，上帝是爱，上帝爱我，但是我生病，我痛苦，我的亲人甚至就是死去。那你拼命地告诉我上帝爱我，那有什么用呢？
So we always like question God in our sorrow, in our troubles, and I'm in pain, and my loved one in pain or in sickness, and you keep telling me God is love, and what is the love of God has to do with me at this moment?
所以我们在这段时间，我们看到很多的悲剧，是不是？大楼的倒塌。许许多多的人失踪，许许多多的人死去。我们想象一下，无数的家庭，他心里是经历何等的痛苦和煎熬。
So in the last period of time, we see a lot of tragedy, and like the building fell down, and so many people lost contact, lost the loved one, and so many family actually how much grief and sorrow they have.
然后这个时候。如果有人告诉他，不断的告诉他，耶稣爱你，神爱你。
So if that time and people tell those family that God loves you and Jesus loved you,
那有人讲一句话，如果人生的旅程注定是以绝望做终点，那么这个旅程当中的爱又有什么最终的意义呢？
And someone have put this in a saying said,If the journey of a person's life ended with a desperation, then what the love in the journey has any meaning?
这个，你在这个注定绝望的旅程当中，你经历了很多的爱，但这又有什么意义？
Basically says in your journey of a life.Even in the life, you experience a lot of love. But if in the end is a desperation, then what meaning of those love has?
这个爱，这个旅程当中的爱，可能让你更痛苦。
And maybe those love even make you even pain and sad.
打个比方，如果现在地球那边楼塌了，死很多人，我一个都不认识。哎，我可能就新闻上看几句话，这件事情就过去了。
For example, if on some other place that the buildings collapses, people die, and but I don't know them, so I just read as a news and things passed away.
但是如果我的孩子就在这个楼里面，我的父母就在我这个楼里面，我的妻子、我的丈夫就在楼里面，我跟他。在一起有很长的时间，我们有美好的时光，我们在一起享受过非常甜蜜的爱，但是最后却经历这些，那这个旅程当中的爱，当我一想起来，我会是怎样的感受呢？
So, but if my children or my parents or my wife or my husband in the building, and I have a lot of love experience with them, and but now come to this end.So what all those experience of love has meaning in my life?
耶稣，你何等的爱这人，难道你就不能让这人不死吗？
And Jesus, you loved him so much. Can you just don't let him die?
所以呢，我们看到这个地方，所有人对耶稣的期望就是耶稣，你应该早点来治病的。
So we can see here, up to this point, we can see everyone, the expectation of Jesus is that you should come earlier, you heal the sickness of that Lazarus.
但是耶稣真正要带来的是什么？耶稣不是带来医病，对不对？不是来医治的。
But here, what Jesus brings is not heal of the sickness.
耶稣带来的是复活。
And he brings resurrection.
而且现在就复活。
And the resurrection happened right now.
所有人都没有想到，对不对？
No one ever expected that.
所有人盼望的就是耶稣，你早点来治病就好了。这就是我们最大的盼望。耶稣，你早点治病，来给我治病就好了。
Everyone expects Jesus to come earlier to heal the sickness.
但是结果耶稣要给我什么呢？耶稣要给我复活。
But Jesus came to give me resurrection.
我没有想到的。
That's not what I expected.
完全出乎我意料之外的。
It's completely out of my expectation.
我以前对上帝的期望就是你治好我的病，你让我不要这么贫穷。你让我可以去好的大学，你让我可以得好的工作，你让我可以买到好的房子，住到好的区，这就是我对上帝的期望了。
Oh, my expectation of God is that you heal my sickness, or you deliver me from poverty, send me to the good school and get a good job, live a good house. That's all my expectation of God.
但是上帝就等在那个地方，就不给。
And but God wait there, he didn't give you that.
然后我就很生气。哎呀，我说五年要给我，怎么现在不给我呢
？And then I'll be very mad because I said 5 years I need to get this, but why you didn't give me?
然后我很痛苦，很难过。有一天神来了
，And I said I'm very grief, and one day God comes.
我甚至很愤怒啊
，I'm even angry at him.
结果上帝要给我的东西是最好的
，But God came and he wanted to give me the best.
但是不是我曾经想要的
，But not what I expected。
但我真正得到了以后，我就说：“哎呀，我以前想要的东西算什么呢
？”And then I will understand that the things I want before is nothing。
是耶稣带来的，就是在这个 case 上面，耶稣给拿撒路带来的是死里复活。
So in this particular case that Jesus bring is the resurrection of Lazarus。
但是耶稣讲的话远远超过这个具体 case 的意义。
But what Jesus claimed afterward and is far beyond this special event.
耶稣对马大讲的话就是复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必定永远不死。你信这话吗？
And Jesus speaks to that, Martha, that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
这两句话的意义远远超过耶稣让拿撒路从死里复活。这两句话讲给所有人听，这个世界上所有人听。
And this claim, that Jesus made is far surpass this particular event. And Jesus speak.To all the people who ever live on this earth.
上帝是活人的神，上帝不是死人的神。
And God is a God of living. God is not God of dead.
死人听到耶稣讲这句话没有意义，尤其是第二十六节。
And dead people has no meaning.
那么二十六节这里说，凡活着信主耶稣的人必定永远不死。我一听这个话，我说：“哎呀，这是讲给我听的，我今天还活着呀。”
And verse 26 is that specially speak to us who live. He said, "Whoever lives believes in me should never die." This is speak to us.
我还没有躺到坟墓里，我还没有离开这个世界。哎，所以我听到这句话说：“哎呀，这句话对我有用，因为我还活着。”
So when we hear this word, we know we are not in the tomb yet. We live now. So this speaks to us.
所以当时呢，所有人的眼睛 都所有人想的都是那个坟墓里的拿撒路，但是耶稣这时候心里想的是你们这些活着的人。
So at that time, the people present all think about the dead people, Lazarus, who's in the tomb. But when Jesus makes this claim, he is thinking about all those who still live.
那么耶稣忧伤，耶稣难过，耶稣流泪，耶稣哭，当然是因为拿撒路，拿撒路是他的好朋友。
Of course, Jesus wept because Lazarus is his good friend.
但是更让耶稣忧伤的是，这么多现在还活着的人呢、啊，马大、玛利亚这些犹太人旁观的这么多活着的人，他们听到这样大好的消息，但他没有一个人听进去了。
And Jesus wept, and it's not only for because that he is a good friend of Lazarus, he had Lazarus dead, but more than that is that such a good news what Jesus said at 25:26.And so many people around this who lives, but they didn't hear that message.
活的信主的人必定永远不死，这是人类历史上最好的消息了。没有人听进去，没有人在乎。
Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. It's the greatest news that in the human history, but they didn't hear.
所以人们对耶稣的期望就是，哎呀，你解决我眼前的困难，病得医治啊，贫穷变富足啊，如何如何。但是耶稣要给人带来真正的生命，真正让你活着，永远活着。
So people have expectation of Jesus to heal my sickness and or deliver me from poverty to the wealth. And but what Jesus would want to give us the eternal life and live forever.
而且耶稣为了要把这个永生给我们，耶稣付出了最大最大的代价，他代替世人死在了十字架上。
And in order to give us this great eternal life, Jesus paid the ultimate price that he died himself on the cross.
他背负世人的罪，所以一切信靠耶稣的人就不在上帝的眼中再被定罪了。
He bear our sin, and so that whoever trusts in him is no longer convicted.In the eye of God,
就不至灭亡，反得永生。
Shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
这是最好的消息，这是最伟大的福音。
And this is the best news, and this is the greatest gospel.
这是上帝要给我们，耶稣要给我们。
That's what God wanted to give us. That Jesus wanted to give us.
你说神的爱体现在哪里？神的爱体现在这里。
So you will say, where is God's love? Here is the God love.
很多人就说，哎呀，耶稣啊，你为什么让拿撒路死？你的爱在哪里？
And a lot of people said, well, Jesus, why you let the Lazarus to die? And where's your love?
耶稣啊，你让我经历这么多痛苦，你让我经历生离死别，你的爱在哪里？
And Lord, you let me go through all those troubles and trials and deaths and separation. Where's your love?
然后耶稣说，我的爱在哪里？我的爱就在这一句话里，因为你只要信我，你永远不死。
And Jesus answers, my love is in this word. Whoever lives...Believes in me will never die.
你没有为这样的爱付出任何的代价，你没有为这样的永生付出任何的代价。耶稣付了。
You didn't pay price for such a love. You didn't pay price for such eternity, but Jesus paid.
什么是？我们从哪里看神的爱？十字架，十字架。
Where we do see the love of God, the cross.
今天，所有说自己信耶稣的基督徒。不要再说，我看不到耶稣的爱，我看不到耶稣的爱，你看得到，你应该看得到。
So today, all those of us who trust in Jesus Christ, we should never say, "I cannot see the love of God." You can.
因为你看到十字架。
Because you can see the cross.
这就是耶稣要给我们的爱。
This is the love that Jesus gave to us.
耶稣给我们的爱不体现在我们的银行存款上面。
And the love that Jesus gave us is not shown in the number of a bank account.
不体现在你开什么车、住什么房子、穿什么样的名牌，不体现在这个上面。
It's not what house you live in and what car you drive, what clothing you wear.
当然不仅仅体现在这个上面，好不好？我们说的更精确一点。
Not only shown.
体现在哪里？体现在十字架上。
It's shown on the cross.
今天其实我们从这一处就是耶稣所行的这个神迹啊，我们当然从圣经当中许许多多的经文，其实我们看见圣经其实一直在教导我们一件事情，就是我们怎样来看这个充满苦难或者说变幻无常的人生。
So I think today's lesson we'll try to learn is the Bible try to teach us how do we look at the our life. We're full of change, sometimes with sorrow and grief.
有一种人呢来看这个变幻无常的人生，来看自己人生的境遇，他根据这个来判断上帝是否爱我。
And one group of people look at his life, and according to his what he encountered, and they determine whether God loved me.
啊，比如说我们看待今天所读的经文，马大、玛利亚和当时的那些围观的犹太人，他们就这样，他看到这个发生的这些事情，看到现在这个环境，他们就来判断，哎，耶稣你到底爱不爱呀？或你爱在哪里呀？
So like we see in here, Martha and Mary and all the people, Jews around them, they look at the things happen and they try to judge whether God loves.
然后他们很显然倾向于得出一个结论，就是耶稣不爱，因为耶稣不 care.
And often when we look at the situation, we come to the conclusion that God does not love and Jesus don't care.
其实当时出埃及的以色列人，他们常常就是这样。
And if you think about Israelites when they get out of Egypt, they're like that too.
他们离开埃及，过红海进入旷野，他们发现，哎呀，吃的也不如以前了，在埃及。
When they leave Egypt and into the wilderness, and they find that their life is not like before, what they eat is not like what they had in Egypt.
啊，就是一看这个环境很糟糕，很差，吃的也不好，是这个喝的也不好，还不如以前在埃及。
So basically, they look at the things happen to them, the environment. That's not as good as they in Egypt.
啊，然后他们就埋怨摩西。
And then they complain Moses.
啊，然后怨毒神。
And also complain God.
啊，摩西、亚伦也告诉以色列人，就是我们不过是人呐、啊，你们这些埋怨，你不是埋怨我们这些人，你是埋怨神。
And Moses, of course, told the Israelites, you know, we are just people, and your complaint is not for us. Actually, your complaint is a complaint against God.
我们要特别注意到这一点。当摩西讲这个话的时候，以色列人有没有反驳呢？
And pay attention that when Moses said that, is the Israelites actually, try to say, no, that's not the case?
没有，他们就接受。他们其实就是我们就是埋怨神啊！你既然说了，那就是这样。
And they didn't just say, Moses, you're right. You said this. We do complain to God.
就说神呐、啊，你说要救我，你不是要救我，你是要杀我们的。
And they even think, well, God, you want to take us out of Egypt, you want to save us, but looks like you're not trying to save us, you're trying to kill us.
所以这就是一个典型，他看这个环境，看他人生的境遇，他来说上帝来判断神的爱。
So this is a kind of very typical way, and people look at things happen to them, look at things around happen to them, and they determine whether God loved them or not.
所以以色列人其实是个典型的代表，就是世界上所有的人就是这样，他们仿佛被着一个命运抛过来抛过去，他们自己做不了主，他们在埃及做奴隶也不是他愿意，他们离开埃及进入迦南也是神的带领，十大灾降下来，那肯定必须要走啊，想回去回不去了，他们好像就是好像没有办法掌握自己人生命运的人，这个世界上所有的人都是这样。
So Israelites is like a representative of all human beings. They cannot control their fate basically.And they will be tossed around among the nations in Egypt, become a slave. That's not what they want. And then the 10 plague comes up. They have to get out of Egypt. It's not what they want either, but they have to.
或者他们想回去，他们也回不去了，那就掌管不了自己的命运。
Or if they want to go back, they cannot go back because they cannot control their destiny.
所以今天很多人就是这样。然后在这个时候，人们就会根据，哎呀，你看我经历的。你看我遭遇的这些人生的无常， 然后我就来判断神，你爱我吗？你的爱在哪里？
And so this is what happened, that when people see things that they cannot control, and then they depend, they look at the things happen to them, they look at the things surround them, and they decide, okay, God, you love me or not.
然后我们也都知道，这一代抱怨上帝的以色列人，他们最后的结局怎样？全部倒闭旷野。
And we all know that this group of people, that this generation of Israelites, they complained to God, we know their fate, they all died in the wilderness.
那么圣经当中还让我们看到许许多多同样好像是无法掌握自己命运的人，他们不是这样来看神的爱的。
But in the Bible, there is also a lot of people. They seem they also they cannot control their fate or their destiny. But how they look at the love of God?
他们不是根据环境来判断上帝的爱，他们是根据上帝的爱来看这个环境。
They are not.Judge the love of God according to things happen to them, but they according to the love of God to look at the things happen to them.
啊，我们把这句话再重复一遍哈。有一种人，他是根据自己人生的境遇，根据这个环境来 judge 上帝的爱。
There's one group of people they according to their life to judge the love of God.
那么还有一些人。他是根据神的爱来看他现在所处的人生境遇和环境。
And the other group of people, they according to the love of God to look at their life.
我们刚才谈到那些抱怨上帝的以色列人，他们是第一种人。
And Israelites we talk about, that's the first group of people.
那么圣经中有许多第二种人。
And in the Bible, there's lots of second group of people.
比如说我们反复提到的约瑟。
For example, the Joseph we mention all the time.
他的人生命运不是他自己能够掌握，对不对
？And we know his life is not controlled by him.
他被自己的亲哥哥那么小的年纪就卖到埃及做奴隶，他被动的，他没有办法反抗啊。
He was betrayed by his own brother and was sold to the slavery. That's not what he can control.
然后他被他的主人陷害，关到监狱里面做囚犯。他没办法
and,
他被动的他没有办法反抗。
And he was put by his master to the prison, and that's not what he can control.
然后当然我们也知道他后来成了宰相。
Of course, later on he became a prime minister.
当然也不是约瑟对法老说我要当宰相我要当宰相，约瑟没有讲这个话。
It's not what he can control either.
但是约瑟怎样看他这变幻无常的人生呢？同样也是充满苦难和挫折的人生。
But how Joseph actually look at his life？
这段经文其实我们看了很多遍，就是约瑟最后与他的哥哥们就相认，约瑟就原谅他的哥哥们。
And this scripture I'm going to you're going to look at is the event that when Joseph met their brothers many years later, and he want to forgive his brother.
然后那时候约瑟的哥哥们看到约瑟很害怕啊，因为约瑟那时候就宰相了。
And the brothers of Joseph actually are very afraid of him because he is in power now.
但是约瑟安慰他们，约瑟就说：“你们不要自己恨自己，你们不要埋怨自己。”
And but Joseph said to them, "Don't be angry with yourself, and don't complain because of self, because of me, because you sold me."
然后约瑟说：“这是神。”是神差我来。
And he said, "Well, this is God sent me."
然后约瑟接下来说，就是神呐，差我来。他的意思是好的，今天可以救这许多的人。
And he said, "This is God's will, and his will is good." So today, a lot of people can be saved.
所以我们会看约瑟，在约瑟心中，他知道一件事情。神是良善的。
And so we can see in Joseph, there's one thing in him is clear. God is good.
神是爱以色列的，神是爱我的。
God loves the Israelites, God loves me.
他带着这样的一个，他对神的认识，他知道神的爱，然后他再看他经历的环境，他再看他人生的经历，他看到就完全不一样了。
So you can see he is with this,understanding or with this knowledge of God is love, God is good. Then he looked at his life. And he looked at his life in a completely different perspective.
他看最丑陋的事情，最冷酷的事情，最可怕的事情，他看，仍然看到他好的一面。
So you can see even the mostly a cruel, ugly moment of the event happened in his life, he still can see the goodness of God.
所以我们从约瑟我们看到，他不恨他的哥哥。
So he don't hate his brother.
他不恨上帝。
He don't hate God.
他不埋怨。
He don't complain to God.
他没有说上帝啊，你让我浪费那么多年。
And he didn't say, "Oh God, you let me waste so many years."
他没有，他心里甚至充满了感恩。
He actually full of grace.
他甚至心里有喜乐。
And full of joy.
因为他看到哇，今天的所有以色列全家得救了，全地的饥荒都得救了，他心里甚至充满喜乐。
He is full of grace because of all the things happened. Israelites, the whole Israelites can be saved.
所以呢，约瑟就是一个，他是根据神的爱来看他自己人生境遇的这样的一个人。
So Joseph is the one that he, according to the love of God, and look at his life.
那么我们看到哈巴谷书这里也谈到，先知在这里说，我要因神而欢心。
And in the book of Habakkuk, and the prophet said, I will be rejoiced in God.
前面他说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄园不结果，也就是说我什么都没有，什么都绝了，什么都没有。
And before he said that, he said a lot of things, even that the fruit tree doesn't bear fruit, and the flock are all destroyed, whatever. Nothing. I have nothing.
但他说我心里还是要因为我的神救我的神而喜乐。
And but he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
我们从这里我们可以看见，他是不是根据环境来判断神的爱呢？不是的。
So we can see he's not looking at his life to judge the love of God.
他是知道，他说神救我，神爱我。
And he knows he God saved him and God loved him.
所以这所有的环境。无法夺去我对上帝的爱和上帝对我的爱。
Then all those happening cannot take away the love that God gave to me and take away my love to God.
所以当他在这个环境里面，他不是忧伤、绝望，不是愤怒，不是苦毒，没有这些。他甚至他说他要欢心，他要喜乐，因为他知道神爱我，神救我。
So even in this life, it described in verse 17, and he's notHe's not angry, he's not sad, but rather he is rejoiced because God loved me and God saved me.
好，我们弟兄姊妹一起来读一处圣经的经文，我们就可以坐着哈，我们就可以坐着一起来读，罗马书八章三十二到三十九节。
So let's read together the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 32 to 39. Let's read together.
罗马书八章三十二节起，神既不爱惜自己的儿子。为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们了吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？正如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。我们很多弟兄姊妹对这段经文非常的熟悉。
We are very familiar with this scripture.
没有什么让我们可以与神的爱隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
上帝爱我。
God loved me.
上帝永远爱我。
God loves me forever.
但是有时候我们往往 忘记另外一件事情。
But a lot of times we forget other things.
一个上帝爱的人，一个上帝的爱永远不会离开的人，在这里说他经历什么。
But we can see here, a person claimed that God love never leave him, what he has actually experienced.
他经历了患难，他经历了困苦。
Experienced the tribulation, distress.
逼迫、饥饿、赤身露体、危险、刀剑。
Persecution, fame, and nakedness, peril, and a sword.
人们看这些人就像待宰的羊一样。
And the people view them like the sheep for the slaughter.
然后我们这一句话我们就没有想，我们往往就说：“哎呀，上帝爱我，上帝的爱跟我不分开。”但是你看这些上帝的爱的人，上帝的爱与他不分开的人，这些人经历了什么
？And we always like enjoy this. God love me. God love me separate from me. But we kind of forgot to pay attention to this person who claimed that what he has experienced.
我们难道就没有问出一个问题吗？你神爱他，你怎么会让他经历这些事情呢？
And when we read the scripture, have we ever this question, God, you love this person, why he led him to go through all those things?
你爱拿撒路，你怎么会让拿撒路死呢？你甚至不医治他。
You love Lazarus, why you let him die?
你爱拿撒路，你为什么看到他生病的时候你不治他呢？
You love Lazarus, why you not heal him while he is sick?
就像这些人，他说我神的爱跟我永不分开，但是我经历这些事情。
And here the people, the person who claimed that God love never separated from me, but I do experience all those things.
所以这些人，他们是从神的爱来看这些事情。他说这些事情不是让我与神的爱分开，这些事情让我更加的看到神的爱是何等的坚强。稳固是不会被这些事情摇动的。
So these people are look at love of God. So the love of God, look at the things they have experienced. They understand all the things further demonstrate that the solidness of God's love and the eternity of God's love.
他们这样看，为什么呢？因为他们首先知道，我已经得到了神的儿子。
The reason they can see that way is because they know that they already have the Son of God.
他是上帝把他的儿子都给了我。
And what the basically their foundation is that God even gave his Son to me.
我已经得到了主耶稣基督，我信靠他，我就到了永生。
I have Jesus Christ, I trust him, I have eternal life.
那世上经历了这些怎么可能动摇神对我的爱？神已经爱我了，他爱我到一个地步，把他的儿子都给我了。
So、
那还有什么事情？这个世界上还有什么事情能够动摇这样的爱呢
？So what kind of things I experience can shake the love of God to me because He already gave His Son to me？
我以前看到一个弟兄的见证。
I read a testimony from a brother。
在上个世纪哈，就是1958年的时候，袁弟兄哈，他因为信仰的缘故，他是基督徒嘛，就被关到监牢里面，就被判无期徒刑。
And in the last century, and there's a Chinese Christian, Brother Yuan, 1985, he was because of his faith, he was sentenced to, lifetime in the prison.
然后人们就告诉他的妻子啊，就是两姊妹，就是这个判刑太重了，你应该上诉啊。
And so someone told his wife, Sister Liang, and said this sentence is too harsh. You should appeal.
然后这个姊妹就说，她说我的丈夫又不偷又不抢，他是因为信仰的缘故，所以这是神许可的事情，而我不上诉。
And Sister Liang basically says, my husband is not a thief or murder or something. He be sentenced to the life prison is because he's preached the word of God. If it's God will, I'm not going to appeal.
然后呢，袁弟兄结果就服刑21年8个月。
So in the end, Brother Yuan actually is being sentenced to be in the prison for 20 years plus 8 months.
然后 其中16年的时间是在那个国家最寒冷最寒冷的地区。
And out of this 20 years, 16 years, he was in the prison, in the place that's the most cold place, area of China.
然后因为袁弟兄身体很差嘛，大家都说，哎，他肯定活不了两年，他就死了，就死在那个寒冷的地方。
Because Brother Yuan actually is not very good health, so a lot of people think he would die there. He cannot handle such a cold weather.
啊，结果这个21年过后，他不但没有死，他甚至在这二十一年一次病都没有生过。
And but after 21 years, he's not only not die, he not even get sick.
啊，如果我们觉得袁弟兄啊很受苦，那他的妻子就受更多的苦了。
Now, if you think Brother Yuan suffered a lot, and his sister, his wife, actually even suffered even more.
他的妻子呢，就带上六个孩子和婆婆，这八个人住在一个只有十几个平方的一个房间里面。
And his wife, have to brought up 6 children.And his mother-in-law, 8 of them, live in a very small house.
然后呢，他的妻子呢，只有他妻，只有两姊妹一个人工作，一天赚$8。
And she has to work, and every day her wage is 80 cents.
八个人要吃饭呢。
And to feed 8 people.
然后他就祷告，他说：“神啊，只能求你来保守了。”
So she prayed to God. She said, God.That's only you can do it.
然后呢，就有人就是匿名，就每个月给他汇钱来。但是那个时候就是1块钱、2块钱这个样子。
And then, at that time, there's every month there's somebody anonymously like send her some money. Of course, it's not a lot of money, just $1, $2, kind of like this.
然后他就按照这个地址写信过去，结果全是查无此人，就是找不到这个到底谁给他寄的。
And he tried to find who sent this money, but she wrote a letter to the address, but couldn't find anybody.
每个月都寄，寄了20年。
Every day that this arrives, and for 20 years. Every week, I'm sorry.
每个月。
Every month.
然后八个人活下来。
And 8 people survived.
然后呢，后来就是她的丈夫回来。然后这个两姊妹就说我第一时间感谢神。
And later on, her husband come back and Sister Liang said, first, I want to thank God.
她说她进了监狱啊，如同进了保险箱。
And he said, he, which is her husband, be put in the prison actually is like be put in a safe box.
因为在文化大革命的时候，这个袁弟兄是在监狱里面。
Because people know during the Cultural Revolution, at that time, the Brother Yuan actually is in prison.
他如果在外面的话，他一定就被红卫兵打死，毫无疑问的。
So if he actually is not in the prison, it will be outside. At that time, because there's a big riot and by the Revolution Guard, Red Guard, and he probably will be to death by those Red Guard.
后来梁姊妹就说，与其我看见他被人活活打死。我今天能看见他回来，健健康康的回来。他说：“我心里对上帝充满了感恩。”
So instead, I'm seeing him being beat to death by those red guard. I see him today come back a whole peace, and I give praise to God.
坐牢是一件很痛苦的事情，尤其是坐20年的牢，最冷的地方。
Being prison is a very painful thing, and especially for 20 years.
八口人住那么小的房间，那么少的钱，是非常痛苦。
8 people with such a small amount of money living in such a small space is a very suffering and painful thing.
但是我看到他们的见证，我就哇，这是世界上最幸福的事情。
But I read their testimony and I feel they are experienced the most happy thing in their life.
啊，我向往这样的生命，我向往这样的人生。
And I'm envy and looking for this type of life.
大家想象一下，你不认识的人，每个月给你奉献。
Imagine that someone you never know and send you money for 20 years.
是在那样的一个贫穷困难的时代。
In such a difficult, poor time.
这个地球上，这个世界上，还有谁有资格得到别人这样的爱啊？ 非亲非故的，没有血缘关系。
In this world, who is worthy such a love? Someone you don't know. It's not your relative. It's not even your quote friend.
仅仅因为你是一个爱耶稣的人，人家就爱你，一爱爱你二十年。
Because you're the person who loved Jesus, so he or she loved you for 20 years.
我在想一个人的在这个地上短暂的人生，哇，经历到这样的爱，然后他知道他不配得，仅仅因为他是一个基督徒，他在这个地上收获，这个世界上没有多少人能够收获到的爱。
So think about that. Not many people in this world can harvest such a love. That not because he or she was it, but because he or she loved Jesus.
人最幸福的是什么？就是你知道你是被爱着的。
The most happy thing happening in life is that knowing that we are loved.
不是说你知道你很有钱，那个一点不幸福，那个让你很恐惧，对不对？
It's not that you know you're very wealthy, have a lot of money, maybe that make you even a lot of fear.
你幸福，因为你知道我被爱。
You're loved because you're happy because you know you're loved.
基督徒是最幸福的人，我被上帝爱。
And a Christian should be the happiest person on the earth because we're loved by God.
人家问上帝爱你在哪里呢？
So people ask you that where is God's love to you?
我说上帝把他儿子都给了我。
And my answer is that God gave me His Son.
然后神就让我在这个世界上，无论在监牢里面，无论在任何环境。得到从神来的爱，得到从人来的爱。
Therefore, God make me my life on earth, whether it's in a prison or some other things there, let me enjoy the love of God.
这么大的爱，没有人配得，仅仅是因为信耶稣的原因。
And such a great love, no one actually is worthy of it, just because.That we believe in and trust Jesus.
也是因为主耶稣基督在十字架上为我舍己，为我们舍己。
And also because Jesus on the cross, he gave himself for me.
今天我们来思想上帝迟到吗？有些人认为上帝迟到了，总是迟到。
And so today my topic for the sermon is God late?We always think sometimes that God is late, too late.
那么从某种角度来看，上帝确实是一直迟到。
And from a certain point of view, yes, God indeed often get late.
那么圣经告诉我们，对那些不愿意认罪悔改的人，上帝很久忍耐。
And the Bible said, for those are not willing to confess and repentant, God is long patient.
所以上帝的公义的审判一直迟到，一直迟到。
So God's judgment is delayed all the time.
应该来的，但就是没有来。
It should come, but it's not come. God be patient.
就像我是一个赌徒，哎呀，我在这个赌场里面玩得很开心，哇，享受各样的这种娱乐啊，演享受很多。我那个时候最讨厌有人把我拉出去，对不对
？And just like imagine I'm a gambler, I'm in a casino, I'm play very happy, and the things I don't want the most is someone pull me out of the casino.
其实第一时间就应该把我拉出去，是不是？
But actually, you know, someone should pull me out right away.
但是神呢，很久忍耐罪人。
So God is a long suffering.
所以我们来思想上帝的迟到，我们要想，该来的公义审判，最正义的公义审判，上帝一直在忍耐啊，一直在忍耐，一直在等。
So we got to think about the delay. We have to think about.That the judgment and the just and the judgment, it should come, but God delayed.
不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Yeah, it said it's a long suffering toward us, not willing that any should be perished, but all shall come to repentance.
啊，你说上帝晚了四天，你就气愤得不得了。你没有想，上帝其实已经很久忍耐你四十年了。
And you think that God delayed by 4 days, you got very mad. But you never thought about that God actually long suffering with you for 40 years.
好，最后我们请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
In closing, let's stand up. Let's read one scripture.
好，我们一起来读以赛亚书30:18-21.
Let's read Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18-21.
以赛亚书30:18起，耶和华必然等候。要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们。耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。百姓必在西安，在耶路撒冷居住，你不再哭泣，主必因你哀求的声音施恩给你，他听见的时候就必应允你。主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼必看见你的教师。你或向左，或向右，你必听见后面有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣，道成肉身来到这个世界上。
Thank you, give us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，上帝独生的爱子，上帝无罪的羔羊，担负世人的罪，代替世人在十字架上接受罪的刑罚。
The Lamb of God, sinless Jesus Christ, died on cross, bear our sin, and take our punishment.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Dead buried and third day raised from death.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，就在上帝的眼中不再是被定罪。
So that all of us who trust in Jesus Christ no longer convicted in the sight of God.
我们就被圣灵借着神的道所重生，成为新造的人。
And we are gave the rebirth through the Holy Spirit and become a new creation.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们每个人的心板上面。
May the Holy Spirit put the word of God into our heart.
打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们看见主耶稣基督在十字架上所彰显出来的爱。
Open our eyes so we can see the love of God that demonstrated on the cross.
让圣灵将神的爱永远存在我们的心里，让我们眼睛看我们人生的境遇，看周边的环境的时候，让我们是从神的爱来看这一切。
May the Holy Spirit put the love of God in our heart. So when we look at our life, we can based on the love of God to look at our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.